Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya
Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda So we're continuing Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila chapter 16 entitled The Lord's Attempt to Go to Vrindavan. Today is text 210 to 215. Okay, we'll chant together, I guess, the first few verses. Text 210. Shanti pura acharya grihe aichayayla sati matam hile tara dukkha kandayla. Translation, after leaving Kulia, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited the house of Advaita Acharya at Shantipura. It was there that the Lord's mother, Sachi Mata, met him and was thus relieved of her great unhappiness. Text 211. Tabe Rama Kili Grami Prabhu Jai Chigila Natashala Haite Prabhu Puna Piri Aila. The Lord then visited the village known as Ramakeli and the place known as Kanai Natashala. From there he returned to Shantipur. Text 212. Shantipure Puna Kaila Dasha Dina Bas Vishtari Avarniachina Vrindavas. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed in Shantipur for 10 days. This has all been described very elaborately by Vrindavan Das Thakur. Text 213. Ata eva inhatara nakhalun vistar punarukti haya granta bare apar. I will not narrate these incidents because they have already been described by Vrindavan Das Thakur. There is no need to repeat the same information, for such repetition would unlimitedly increase the size of this book. Well. Okay, well, anyway, we'll do 214 and 215 responsively. Taramadje milila yaiche rupa sanatan.
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 Nushingananda kaila yaiche patera sajan.
Nushingananda kaila yaiche patera sajan.
Nishingananda kaila jaiche patera sajam.
Nishingananda kaila jaiche patera sajam.
Sutra madje se lila amita varnilum.
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 Ata eva puna taha inhana likilum.
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 What? What?
The last N on the two verses, we don't sound it out.
Sound it out?
We don't. Like body.
Yeah.
Only room. And it is not a big deal.
Tata, I can't say. American people are not able to had some experience living in Bengal. They can't, you can say their words, but they won't understand. You have to, very difficult. Tata, we sing Janavi Tata Vani, but to say the Tata is very difficult for pronunciation. So please.
Taramati Lila Jai Che Rupa Sanatana.
Nishinhananda Kaila Jai Che Pakera Sajana.
Sutramati Se Lila Amita Vanilu.
Sutramati Se Lila Amita Vanilu. Ataeva punata ananati
Taramati Lila Jaiche Rupa Sanatana.
Taramati Lila Jaiche Rupa Sanatana.
Nishinananda Kaila Jaiche Pakera Sajana.
Nishinananda Kaila Jaiche Pakera Sajana.
Sutramati Se Lila Amita Vanilu. Within that, Nilila, Timat, Jaiche, Hao, Rupasanatan, the two brothers Rupa and Sanatan, Nishingananda, Nishingananda, Kaila, did, Jaiche, Hao. Patara Sajan, Sajan, Decoration of the Road,
Sutra Madhye, in the synopsis, Se Lila,
those pastimes,
Ami,
I,
Ta,
indeed,
Varnilum, have described,
Ateva,
therefore,
Puna,
again.
Haha.
That.
Niha.
Here.
Nalikilum.
I have not written. Translation for Foot Place of Anchorage for Prabhupada. Those narrations tell how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met the brothers Rupa and Sanatan, and how Nishingananda decorated the road. I have already described these in an earlier synopsis of this book, therefore I will not repeat the narrations here. And purport, this information is given in Adi Lila, chapter 10, verse 35, and Madhya Lila, chapter 1, verses 155 to 162 and 175 to 226. Mama jnana timarandasya jnananjana salakaya chakshurun mulitam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manovishtam stapitam jena bhutale swayam rupa kadamayam dadati swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Dishatarane Pancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sanjibhyavacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namah Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is visiting Bengal on his so-called way to Vrindavan. How are we going to do this? This is maybe Dhruva Maharaj Prabhu can give some more insight into this, but how the Chaitanya Charitamrita is not exactly in chronological order or anything. Of course, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was very old when he wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita. He was requested by the devotees in Vrindavan to write the later pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, as described here. This in the text 213. Text 212. Vishtari Varni Achena Vrindavan Das. Chaitanya Charitamrita was written after Chaitanya Bhagavat. Forgot Mahataji was asking about our Chaitanya Bhagavat. We had a good opportunity to produce this book. Bhumipati and I sat together. This is actually, I can just tell you a little bit of history, that we sat together every day, well, I don't know, 6 or 7 days, I don't remember. At least, probably 6 or 7 days every day for six years or something. And he would explain the meaning to me, and I would put it in English. I typed everything, and all the verses I transliterated, except for there's about 12,000 verses. I think 6,000, the last 6,000 were sent to me unsolicited by one devotee from Bombay who was appreciating our work. That one has many mistakes in it, so we carefully went through it, correcting. I think I had a very good, anyway, that was how we did that. I typed through the whole thing and published it like that. Bhumipati is continuing taking care of that, and reprint with different corrections like that we make, because we thought we had put it out very quickly for the benefit of the devotees. So anyway, this is described here that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is describing how this is all described by Vrindavan Das Thakur. So I had some doubt here where it says Tara Madhye Milila Jaiche Rupa Sanatan. Says those narrations tell how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met the brothers Rupa and Sanatan. So Tara Madhye means within that, but within what? Because he was previously describing how Vrindavan Das Thakur has described these incidents. But then I thought that Taramadhyay means that during that time period, these things happen. But yeah, I don't think I have to recheck, because I found out that it is described, elaborately described, Rupa and Sanatan Goswami's meeting with Lord Chaitanya at that time in Chaitanya Bhagavat. But I don't know about this. I have to recheck Mishringananda. That is described nicely in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So maybe this Taramadhyay means during that period, instead of in this narration.
Is this their first meeting with Rupa Sanatan?
This is their first meeting, yes.
So it is correct.
Huh?
So it is correct what it says, within that period.
Yes, during that time period, or within this narration of Chaitanya Bhagavat. This is the Taramadhyay, could be either, no?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
So that is the point, that because, anyway, this was their first meeting. However, there was some correspondence. This is described in somewhere that in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that Lord Chaitanya had written to Rupa Sanatan. They were big ministers, of course. Mostly you all know that, but they were big ministers. Rupa Goswami was finance minister, and Sanatan was like the prime minister for the king of Bengal. And that they lived there at his capital, Ramakeli. And as described here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went there. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Ramakeli, he was in full ecstasy with very big entourage. And Lord Chaitanya was completely, what do you say? He didn't exhibit any type of external consciousness. He was completely absorbed in Sankirtan and chanting and dancing in ecstasy. So that is described nicely in the chapter 4 of the Adi Pancha Lila of Chaitanya Bhagavat. This is a couple times it comes like this. The Lord came to that holy place and stayed there for 4 or 5 days without the knowledge of others. The next verse, how is it possible to hide the sun? Everyone soon heard about Lord Chaitanya's arrival. This is the same, I think practically the same verse is there when Lord Chaitanya came to the house of Vijayavachaspati, who was actually the brother of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. They were both sons of Pandit Visharada. I was planning to speak on that, but I guess that's not the text what we were describing here. So anyway, it says that everyone, women, children, old people, pious people, and sinners, joyfully came to see the Lord. This is in Ramakeli. The Lord was fully absorbed in ecstasy. He did not relish anything other than loving devotional service. He roared, cried out, trembled, and shed tears. The hairs of his body stood on end, and he repeatedly fell to the ground with great force. All the devotees continuously performed kirtan. They did not do anything for even a moment. This is nicely described, that the bodily features of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he had one minister, he had one servant. Says they all joyfully chanted the name of Hari. No other sound could be heard in the four directions. Although the most cruel Yavana king lived nearby, no one was afraid of him. People forgot their distress, lamentation, and household duties as they fearlessly chanted the name of Hari. So the local constable, we can continue reading here. Says the local constable went and informed the king, a sannyasi has come to the village of Ramakeli. That sannyasi is performing some kind of ghastly sankirtan. I do not know how many people have joined him. The king said, tell me something about the sannyasi. What does he eat? What is his name? And what does he look like? So very wonderful description here by the constable. He gives very nice description about Lord Chaitanya for many verses. That sannyasi's body is so beautiful it cannot be compared with that of even Cupid. His effulgence defeats the effulgence of gold. His body is large, his arms reach to his knees, and his navel is deep. His neck is like that of a lion. His shoulders are like those of an elephant, and his eyes resemble lotus flowers. His face cannot be compared with millions of moons. His lips are reddish, his teeth defeat the beauty of pearls, and his eyebrows are like Cupid's bow. It goes on and on, just describing how his body appears like a jackfruit, because his hairs are always standing on end. And then he says, within a half hour, he falls to the ground hundreds of times, so forcefully that even a stone would be broken, but there is not a single mark on his body. So he goes on like that, and then the king summoned one of his Hindu servants, Keshava Khan, and he inquired from him, who is this sannyasi that has come? What is your opinion about the person, Sri Krishna Chaitanya? So, it's very nice. Keshava Khan, he tries to downplay the influence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because this king was very, he was very rascal, big rascal. He used to break many temples and deities like that and convert different Hindus into Muslims. Subhuti Roy was there. Same king, no? Converted Subhuti Roy. He was the...
Nabal Husinsa.
Yes. This is the king. That's the king, yes. He was previously Subhuti Roy's servant, and he used to be treated just like a son. One time, Subhuti Roy hit him on the back like that and left some mark. His wife later saw that and told him to kill the Subhuti Roy. He was just like my father. How can I kill him? She said, at least turn him into a Muslim. So anyway, when Keshava Khan was asked all these questions, he says, who says he is a lord? He is just a mendicant sannyasi. He is a poor fellow from another country who lives under trees. And the king replied, don't ever call him poor, for he is a great offense to hear such a description. He said that Hindu Janare Pale Krishna Koraya Javani Sei Tinho Nishchaya Janiha Sarvajani. Know for certain that he is the same personality whom the Hindus address as Krishna and the Javanas address as Koda. See, it says, my orders are carried out only in my kingdom, but his orders are respectfully carried out in all places. It says, so even if I don't pay my servants to for a few months like that, they'll never serve me like that. But these people are giving him all respect. And so then after that, the king also gave this order that he should be allowed to perform his sankirtan without restriction and without... So this is the same king, this same Hussein Shah. This is Jai Husaina Saha Sarva Budiyara Deshe Deva Murti Bangileka Daryala Visheshe. This same Hussein Shah broke deities and temples throughout Orissa. Hena Javane O Manileka Gorachandra Tatapi Ha Ebe Na Manaya Jata Anda. Even such a Yavana respected Gorachand. Yet nowadays many blind persons do not. So then afterwards, this same king, just right after that, it describes how this king consulted with Rupa Goswami. Says, who is this personality, this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Krishna Chaitanya? And Rupa Goswami told the king that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By great fortune, he has come to your kingdom. But there's no need to for you to ask me. I think that particular description is in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that Rupa Goswami advised the king that you are a representative of the Supreme Lord. You can just consult your own mind in this regard. And the king confirmed, yes, I accept him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And so, anyway, this personalities, these Hindus, they were very, they were very concerned with the welfare of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. After hearing these words, the pious people all became pleased. They gather in a solitary place and consider the situation. The Yavana king is by nature like death personified, for he cultivates the mode of ignorance. He broke millions of deities and temples in Orissa and created great havoc there. By the arrangement of providence, he has now developed the mode of goodness. Therefore, he has spoken nicely to us. But if someone approaches him and gives him some bad advice, he will again become wicked-minded. So this way they consulted each other and they decided to send someone to advise Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to go to some other place away from the king, to leave Ramakeli. So this brahmana that was sent there, he couldn't find any opportunity to even talk to Lord Chaitanya. Even the Lord's personal servants had no opportunity hardly to talk with him, because the Lord was so absorbed internally and with his sankirtan. It says, what to speak of conversing with others? The Lord did not even converse with his own associates. The Lord was unaware whether it was day or night, whether one was an insider or an outsider, whether he was on land or in water, or whether he was in the village or outside the village. He simply floated day and night in the ocean of his own ecstatic love. So this Brahmin messenger, he left this message with the Lord's associates, and later on they gave him. Lord Chaitanya, of course, he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He told them, what does this king, even those people that came to see the Lord, they were not afraid of the king, because they were performing sankirtan and so much in ecstasy seeing the Lord, Supreme Lord, that they were not even afraid. So what to speak of? What can a king, Konvava Tahane Raja, Kare Tanrabai, Jama Kala Adi Jana, Ritye Vede Kai? What can a king do to him, and who can install fear in him? The Vedas declare that even Yamaraj and Time are his servants. There's that verse, is it Apanasan Shujim Goram Yan Nama Vivito Vinan Tato Sadyo Vimucheta Yad Bibeti Swayam Bayam? That bibeti swayam bayam means that even fear is afraid of the Lord. There's also Vedic conjunctions like that. What is that? Yam bayam pativato yam. The Lord, the wind blows out of fear of him. The sun shines out of fear of him. And so, what to speak of the Lord? Even those who came from the four directions to see him became fearless. So, anyway, the Lord realized that the devotees were a little bit afraid, and he said, you're all afraid, but why would the Lord want to see me? I will meet anyone who desires to meet me, but I have not found that everyone wants to see me. This is a very important point, that anyone, that Krishna is very kind. He wants to see all the living entities delivered from this material world and come back home, back to Godhead. But no one wants to go. That is the point. That is the problem. Everyone is very satisfied in this material world by the influence of Maya. Everyone considers their situation very nice and very comfortable. We want to stay here in this material world. So why are you afraid? If the king wants to see me, I will go and see him. How can the king say he wants to see me? What power does a king have to say such things? The king will say that he wants to see me only if I inspire him to do so. Otherwise, what power does he have to see me? Even the Vedas cannot see me after intense search. Vedeshu Durlabham, Adurlabhamaha. Saintly demigods, the saintly kings, the perfected beings, the Puranas, and the Mahabharata cannot see me even after intense search. I have incarnated to inaugurate the Sankirtan movement. I will deliver all the fallen souls of this world. In this age, the demons and yavanas who have no faith in me will also cry while chanting my names. So in this way, it goes on. And ultimately, of course, I guess this is after. Or maybe here it doesn't even describe. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of course, he came to Ramakeli simply to meet Rupa and Sanatan. That's described during in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, at least in these verses here, this chapter 1, text 175 to 226, I think it is described there very nicely, how Rupan and Sanatan came there incognito. They came and they took some straw in their teeth as a sign of humility and offered obeisances to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that time he gave them his mercy, and it's described how first they came and they met Nityananda and Haridas, and they introduced them to these two brothers to the Lord. Nityananda and Haridas were apparently with the Lord, and then it just gives a nice list of names, other personalities that were with the Lord, Shivananda Sen, Murari, and Gadadhar. It says Gadadhar Pandit, but I think he was sent back to Verissa, wasn't he? Anyway, interesting point. Maybe Gadadhar Das, but I don't know. It says Gadadhar Pandit. So, anyway, they all gave blessed these two, and that at that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave them these two brothers. He gave them the names Rupa and Sanatan, because Rupa Goswami at that time, previously was known as Dabir Kash, the finance minister of the king, and Sanatan was Shakara Malik. They had taken up these Muslim names. So we are all so much indebted to these two great personalities. We're actually in this line, we're called Rupanugas, followers of Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami has given us the science of devotional service in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu later instructed Rupa Goswami at Prayag, Dashashvamedha Ghat. That time, Rupa Goswami offered his prayer, this Namo Mahavananaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gaur Chasenama, that you are the most merciful of all incarnations. And so the Lord instructed Rupa Goswami at that time in Prayag for 10 days, and similarly instructed Sanatan Goswami for 2 months at Varanasi. And when they met that time, this Sanatan Goswami inquired from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Kayami, who am I? These two personalities, Rupa and Sanatan, they were, of course, they introduced themselves to the Lord, that they're the most fallen, and they were the greatest candidates for the Lord's mercy, because as Narottam Das Thakur sings, Patita Pavana Hetu Tavavatar, that the whole Lord, you have advented simply to deliver the fallen, Patita Pavana Hetu, to deliver the fallen. This is the reason for your Tava Avatar, your incarnation. And just like that, Nartam Mausama Patita. Mausama, there's no other equal to me. Mausama Patita Prabhu. There's no more fallen personality equal to me. Napaibar. You won't find anyone. So this way, Rupana Sanatan, they offered such prayers, similar prayers to the Lord. However, these Rupa and Sanatan, we can try to appreciate their qualities by their work, of course. Srila Prabhupada many times said that these material qualifications are just like so many zeros. But if you put the digit one in front of so many zeros, then you have a very big number. So like that, in the service of the Muslim king, this Rupa and Sanatan had so many zeros like that. They were great scholars. They were, what is that? Chakvaturnamasesha, Mandalapati. Mandalapati means they were leaders of great communities of persons. They were picked by the king as his ministers like that because of their great qualifications like that. So Srila Prabhupada said that the many times suggested that this movement is spread in America, it will be spread throughout the entire world. And we've actually seen that happen like that by the desire of the Lord, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, that he introduces Krishna consciousness in America, and now people all over the world are taking. And of course, there's no great qualification. Just like Rupa and Sanatan, they considered they had no qualification. So similarly, anyone who's thinking they have any qualification, they have immediately disqualified. But somehow or other, what is that? Edam Janmaishvarya Shruta Shribi Edamana Madapuman Madami. It says, just like intoxication, these things materially, Janma, this good birth, Aishvarya, the opulences or riches, Shruta, the Shruta is the education or intelligence, and Shribhi, the beauty or attraction, bodily attraction, or like that. Materially, these things are just like intoxication, and people become so much enamored with the false ego of who I am. Therefore, Sanatana, he gave that example. Kayami. Kene Amaya Jari Tapatra. Jari Tapatra. That, why are these threefold miseries giving me trouble, so much trouble? This is the example Sanatana Goswami gave for us. How to Atato Brahma Jigyasa, inquisitive. Why am I suffering? Why am I in this world? Why am I, what am I doing here? Who am I? These are the inquiries by an intelligent person. Just the Rupa Sanatan Goswami, they were the most intelligent. Materially speaking, we have so many, we're plagued. We have these four imperfections. Imperfect senses, we commit mistakes, we can be illusioned, and we cheat like that. This cheating propensity is there. Materially speaking, all these disqualifications are there. One cannot, what kind of knowledge he can actually perform, obtain in the material world with these four defects? He can't figure out even who he is or where he's going. So, following in the footsteps, Echai Gosari Jara Mui Tara Das, we try to become servants of these six Goswamis, particularly Rupa and Sanatan Goswami. They've given us a very nice example how to approach the Lord take shelter of him, inquire from him, what is our self-interest in this world? Anyway, I had some nice, I don't know if it came in this, I was just looking this description of how the people cross the river to go from Vijayapachaspati, to go first of all to Vijayapachaspati's house, and then to go to Guliya. It's described there that sometimes they overturned pots, sometimes they put banana trees together, and sometimes the boats broke, and sometimes they sank, but they were sank on top of a sandbar so that nobody was, not one person drowned. As described, Vrindavan Das Thakur nicely describes that simply by chanting. A person who even once glorifies the names and qualities of the Supreme Lord crosses over the material ocean as if it were the water contained in the hoofprint of a calf. Therefore, what is the wonder that persons who are going to directly see that Lord would cross the Ganges? Very nice. Anyway. All right, so we'll stop there. Anyone has any questions or comments? Yes.
Let's see if I got this right. So the evil king, he wanted to see what to turn. Is that right?
No. They were afraid that he wanted to.
They were afraid that he would wanted to see what to turn.
They were afraid that he would become misguided by some of his associates and cause him troubles like that.
Lord
Chaitanya said that, why will he want to come and see me? This came actually in one other place in Chaitanya Bhagavat that when Lord Chaitanya was crossing one river like that, there was a, and he
so
said,
the king didn't really want to see him. They were afraid.
There's no indication like that, huh?
Pardon?
There's no indication that he came and saw him, that he wanted to see him or anything, no.
And my other question is, oftentimes we hear about like fear.
Who wants to see Krishna? Everybody wants to see Maya. This is the point that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made, that who wants to see me? If someone wants to see me, there's a nice verse, I don't know, I was trying to learn sometime before, Cheda Jyapi to Dukshayan, that in the Lago Bhagavatamrita, and that even today fortunate persons can see the pastimes of the Lord. So someone wants to see, the Lord reveals himself. What is that? Swayameva Spuratyada. That the Supreme Lord manifests himself to those who want to see him. But the problem is nobody wants to see him. We're enamored with our, what is that, Bahir Artamania. We have very much affection for those external things that we have in this world. We're very much attached to seeing the Artha, Bahir Artha, the external things, Manina. We have great respect for these things, but no one has interest to see Krishna. Someone wants to see, Krishna is very happy to see. So what?
So the other question is about fear. You know, the wind blows out of fear of the Lord.
Huh?
About fear. Like wind blows out of fear of the Lord. We hear about fear personified, running from Krishna's name. You know, when
yes.
Chant Krishna's name. So what do we know about fear personified?
What do we know about fear personified? What do we, Jamaraj, yes. Generally. Kala, Jamaraj, but are these not Kala and Jamaraj? Sometimes Kala is also Jamaraj, but is not separate also?
Yeah,
one and different? They have, anyway, yeah, Jamaraj is
Kala.
Huh?
Kala Gana testing all the devotees anyway.
This, who was it that wanted the Nard, the daughter of death wanted to marry Narad Muni?
Was yeah, Kalakunda.
Yeah, Kalakunda.
She approached Narada.
Yes, and then
Narada says no.
And then she married, who was it?
Purandara.
Yeah, so anyway.
No, but we have to look at another angle also. Who is Rupa Goswami? I mean, if you really think deeply, how fortunate. We hear the story, Prabhupada, middle of the night he would cry. And this Radhakanta Maharaj did not know who sometimes cries. So one day when he opened the window and he saw there was Swami Maharaj, Prabhupada, he was crying and to Rupa Goswami Pad. So meeting Rupa Goswami Pad, how rare is that? Extremely rare, who is so intimate to Radharani. But this Nawab, he may be evil king, but he was conversing with them. Not once upon a time, for a moment, they were there with him. There must be some mystery about it.
I don't know if there can be compared with the leaders of today.
No, but if you look at the angle of Rupa Sanatana, what is, they say Radharani does not
Rupa
see.
Goswami told the king, you consult your own mind. Correct. And the king said, yes, I consider him the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
So
he understood. He's a great personality, yes. I don't know if we can compare with today's leaders, but.
No, I'm not comparing.
I know, I'm just saying. But the king is supposed to be representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, I don't know how we can say. And similarly, when the king came to Sanatana Goswami, he was sitting at home reading Srimad Bhagavatam with the scholar, with the different Brahmins like that. He stopped going to perform his duties as the servant of the king. And the king, he said, oh, I'm sick. He sent a message to the king's court, and the king said, oh, I'm going to see you personally. So he went there, and they all the Brahmins, they stood up to receive him like that. So they accepted him as a representative of the Supreme Lord. Any leader. What is it?
I have a question. I always could not put together. You just read today also.
Lord Chaitanya, we still have one devotee, your god brother, Chaitanya Singh. Anyway, there's a lot of story about him. I remember I asked him many times, early days, in early 80s. Prabhupada gave the name Chaitanya Singh. Today you read that Lord Chaitanya's neck was like a lion.
What does that mean? Like you know, lion has a name.
Mostly,
I was trying to meditate. What is? Is that a metaphor? Is that a metaphor, or is that?
Because lion doesn't have really neck. It's all mane, in a sense.
I like it. And shoulders like an elephant.
That's probably a metaphor.
Metaphor, yes, but how? Why? How? That's
the
question.
About the roaring.
Huh?
The roaring. Was he roaring like a lion?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, not lion. Voice, sweet voice.
Anyway, this Muslim servant of the king gave such a nice description of Lord Chaitanya. Goes on and on like that. Says, Singha Griva, Gajaskanda, Kamala Nayan. His neck was like that of a lion, his shoulders are like those of an elephant, and his eyes resemble lotus flowers.
Shoulder like elephant.
Koti Chandra Se Mukera Na Kari Saman. Koti Chandra, that is, his face cannot be compared with millions of moons. Nakari Saman. Then his lips are reddish, his teeth defeat the beauty of pearls. His 2 feet are like reddish lotus flowers, and his 10 toenails are like 10 shiny mirrors. Dasha Naka Jaina Dasha Tarpana Nirmal. Kona Rva Rajera Kona Rajara Nandan Jnana Pai Nyasi Pai Kare Brahman. He looks like a king's son who has attained spiritual knowledge and is now wandering about as a sannyasi. Oh, then Navanita Haite, O Kamala Sarva Anga, Tahate Adbhuta Shuna, Achadera Ranga. His bodily limbs are softer than butter, yet hear about the wonder when he falls forcefully on the ground. Then the next one that I read, within a half hour he falls on the ground hundreds of times so forcefully that even a stone would be broken, but there is not a single mark on his body. And then Nirantara Sanyasira Urda Ramavali, Ramavali, Panasera Praya Ange Pulaka Mandali. The hairs of that sannyasi's body always stand on end, and he then resembles a jackfruit.
Jackfruit.
Jackfruit. What is it? Panasera?
Katal.
Huh?
Jackfruit is katal.
Panasera, Praya?
Yeah.
Purport. The word panasa means jackfruit. I mean. And then Kshane Kshane Sanyasira Hina Kampahai Sahasra Jane O Daribare Shakti Nai. That sannyasi frequently shivers in such a way that even 1,000 people cannot hold him still. Dui Lochanera Jal Adbhuta Dipike Katanari Dapahe Hina Napari Kahite. The tears that flow from his eyes are so wonderful, are wonderful to see. I cannot describe how many streams are flowing from his eyes. Kakana va sanyasira hina bhasya hai ata ata dui prahari o kshanantanai dui prahari. Some 6 hours, sometimes that sannyasi continues laughing loudly for 6 hours without stop.
6 hours.
Dui prahari? Kakana murchita hai, shunya kirtan, sabe boya na, sabe boya pai, kirtanata ke chetan. Sometimes he loses consciousness while listening to the kirtan. Everyone then becomes afraid because he shows no signs of life. This is all descriptions by this Yamana's constable. Goes on for a few more verses. Anyway.
These are the meditation.
Huh?
These are the meditation we should do.
Yes.
Destroy all our karma instantly.
All right, anything else?
Like, when you eat the butter, is it not the butter that we buy from here? It's like soft. It's soft butter means like
soft.
Melted butter.
Yeah.
I mean, American butter and in India butter is different. Here it's like frozen, everything's like when it,
yeah, it's
so
coming out of the,
soft, like
coming
butter,
out of the cooler.
Fat.
It's coming out of the cooler, and in India everything is warm, so.
Somebody, as you read, that he fell,
yeah,
hundreds of times, but his body is like butter.
Yeah.
But what is that related? Like soft butter?
Soft
butter.
Lord Chaitanya one time fell down the well, no? And the sides became like butter.
Thank you.
Jai Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Jai Shri Srila Prabhupada Jai.